981 2NM. Jane Armour Trading with a bit of reverse psychology for bullies there. Call me names on 981 2NM. It's Breakfast with Max. Thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. They won't be beaten on price. 14-7. The UN, the United Nations General Assembly, has re-elected Ban Ki-moon as its Secretary General for the next 5 years. He was elected unanimously and unopposed. And I've got a theory about being the Secretary General of the United Nations. I reckon you can't be Secretary General unless you've got a fantastic name. Ban Ki-moon. What a fantastic name that is. His predecessor, Kofi Annan, another great name. And my personal favourite of the Secretary General before Kofi, Boutros Ghali. Another great name. And the one before him, Javier Perez de Cuellar. Isn't that fantastic? So it doesn't bode well for Kevin Rudd's aspirations to join the UN, does it? Because you've got to have a good name. Kevin Rudd doesn't just cut it, does it really? Or something like John Smith or Bob Brown. Oh, God, Bob Brown, United Nations Secretary General. I don't think so. On 981 2NM, Lost and Found up next. 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. It's Breakfast with Max. Thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair, they won't be beaten on price. Pope Benedict the 16th overnight has sent his first ever Twitter message. It's all part of a push from the Catholic Church to try and get the Church's message out to a wider and more youthful audience. He's now got a YouTube page, the Pope. He's on Twitter and he's also got Facebook, which is interesting, isn't it? Because you think, well, he's meant to be the closest person, I suppose, with a hotline to God on earth. So maybe God is one of his Facebook friends. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Getting a Facebook message, God wants to be your friend. That would be interesting indeed. Hey, look, we can't get you to be friends with God on 981 2NM, but you can join our Facebook page. Go to 2nm.com.au on our website. You can click through to our Facebook and we keep you updated with all sorts of things on our Facebook page. It's a great way to keep in touch with what's going on in and around the Hunter Valley and on the radio station. On 981 2NM, we'll get into the Lost and Found in a couple of minutes. 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter, John Farnham there. It's Breakfast with Max, thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. They won't be beaten on price. 6:45, the big clash is on, Queensland versus New South Wales, but it's not what you think. It's the Donate for Your State Red Cross Blood Service Challenge. Sees Queensland and New South Wales competing for the most blood donations, and currently Queensland are ahead by a mere 206 donations, 27,503 compared to 27,297 for New South Wales, but you can make a difference today because the Red Cross Bloodmobile is going to be in Gowrie Street Mall, Singleton, between 1:30 and 6:30 today and tomorrow, and between 10 and 3 on Friday. So show what colour you bleed by giving blood for New South Wales or Queensland during the Red Cross Blood Service Donate for Your State Challenge. Call them on 13 14 95 for an appointment or show up to Gowrie Street Mall today, tomorrow or Friday. I'll give you my fearless state of origin prediction a little later on this morning. Gee, I hope I'm right, I was wrong last time. And we'll get into the Lost and Found in a couple of minutes' time on 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. 981 2NM, it's Breakfast with Max. Thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. They won't be beaten on prize. Jimmy Barnes, higher and higher. Hey, did you hear in the UK there's a company that's been criticised for making royal wedding condoms? Prince William and Kate Middleton getting married later this year. And Crown Jewels Condoms of Distinction have been launched. And they've got a picture of Prince William and Kate on the front cover. And they're being sold in royal purple packs with the slogan, Lie Back and Think of England. Isn't that silly? And they promise, apparently, a better class of lovemaking. And they feature a saucy guide to using the condoms inside. And some people are absolutely outraged by this. From Majesty magazine editor Ingrid Seward, as says the condoms are really rather hurtful and completely tasteless. Hey, you're not meant to eat them.
Guy Ritchie, Madonna's boyfriend, Auntie Madge. We do love Auntie Madge, but apparently to satisfy her beliefs in Kabbalah, the religious organisation that she belongs to, he got himself circumcised as an adult. Good grief, that's a long way to go. He must really be in love with her. I tell you what, to do that as an adult, it's got to be painful. So this goes out to Guy Ritchie on 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. This is 10cc. And the things we do for love.